Hi, I am Father Russell Pollitt from the Jesuit Institute, and you are tuned in to Radio Veritas, where we bring you the good news for a change.
Well, thank you very much for introducing yourself there, Father and Father Russell. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Father Emma.
Good to speak to you again on this cold morning. It's a bit cold today.
It's rather chilly. I've just said, I can't believe that overnight it seems the temperature to drop quite a lot.
Yes, indeed. It is a bit chilly, but lovely and warm in the studio. And nice to talk to you. Father Russell, we're going to speak to you from now until 7:30, and then 7:30 I'm going to be speaking to Archbishop Thabo Makgoba. And we thought let's talk a little bit quickly, because I'm going to be talking to him about the National Day of Prayer, but I thought you might have a few comments to make about that.
Yeah, I think it's a very good initiative, and I think bringing people together of different faiths to pray together is also a very nice initiative. I think that the church leadership acting together and sort of seeming to be working together is a very good thing. And I'm hoping that many people will support that National Day of Prayer.
Right, indeed. And it's wonderful that Patrice Motsepe's foundation is sponsoring it.
Yes, indeed. Patrice, of course, is a Catholic. But yes. It's wonderful that foundation has chosen to do this. Yeah. And has said we see this as a very important thing in our country at this moment, because I think there's a lot of things going on, and we can speak about these things, but sometimes perhaps we do forget as well that it's not just a question of saying what should we do out there in the political space, but we need to pray too.
Yes, indeed, and I think Patrice is very much that way inclined. He's a very humble man, and certainly a man of prayer, and a deeply Christian man in many ways. And so this is the sort of thing I know that he would support very, very much.
Excellent. It'll be interesting to see what the Archbishop
says. Okay.
Does.
Well, we'll see what he says, and we'll also see what the Archbishop of Johannesburg has to say tomorrow. But anyway, thank you for those comments and your encouraging words there. Can we move on to the next thing, which is about Jacques Poe's revelations about President Zuma? And you might like to make a bit of a prediction about what might have happened last night.
Well, I heard earlier on today that the power apparently had been problematic from yesterday morning. It had been kind of going on and off, and so somebody said, well, you see, they were testing to make sure they could turn it off at the right time. it's terrible in a way that, we're immediately very suspicious of the fact that at that moment,
right,
the power goes off.
Yes.
When they're talking about that book, at the launch of that book. And the thing that seems even more suspicious is that not only did the power go off, but I hear, I wasn't there myself, unfortunately. I would have liked to have gone, but I just couldn't. The other thing I hear is that cell phone data services apparently were not working.
Uh-huh.
And some people said, well, just because of the sheer volume of people there. But I don't buy that, because a couple of weeks back, there was another launch there which attracted quite a big crowd. And it doesn't seem to be a problem then. So who knows what's going on?
Mm.
But once again, Father Emil, this book sort of, and there's another one coming, I hear, as well about the president. This book sort of, does seem to tell us a whole lot more of what was going on or what is going on. It contains all sorts of information, which, again, is evidence that, there are people from the president to a number of others in key positions that need to be investigated.
Mm.
There needs to be some action against them.
Mm.
That they act, with total impunity.
Mm.
And, but yet and nothing happens. I mean, one would have thought that people in places like the security cluster would immediately have said, well, this book contains serious things. Maybe we should investigate instead of trying to go after the author and get the book banned.
Mm.
Some people are saying it's the last gasps of a president who's really in trouble. Because of all this that's been revealed, to do the kind of things that are happening to try and get the book pulled and so forth.
Mm.
The thing that concerns me the most, I think, is once again, and we know this, once again, it's sort of affirmation of the fact that the rot goes very deep.
Mm.
And how are we ever going to kind of rehabilitate ourselves from this deeply corrupt culture? Because I don't think corruption is just a thing that happens. I'm now more and more convinced of the fact that corruption is very much at the core of a culture that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
And to uproot that is going to take, without being flippant, a miracle.
You're right, yes. No, it's true. And one wonders whether the president is going to be able to weather the storm again. I mean, he seems to have weathered every storm, every kind of no-confidence debate. He's weathered that, and he always comes out, smiling and so on. Do you think he's going to weather this?
Well, if I were a betting man, I'd say he will weather this, because of his track record.
Yeah.
We have a president who's a very smart man.
Mm.
You know, don't anyone fool you that the president of South Africa is not a smart man. He's an extremely smart man. He has outmaneuvered how many people, how many times.
Mm.
I'm sure he'll find a way of outmaneuvering this as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the real question for us is, as Catholics, as Christians, again, what do we do? And then you see, it's not just a question of the president. I mean, there's a number of other people, and there's the party. You know, there's the African National Congress.
Yeah.
But one of my reflections yesterday was, if one looks at how deeply divisive things are in the country, if you look at, the politics, if you look at the economics, if you look at the kind of ongoing narratives about race, we as God's people should be saying, one of the fruits of us, of the good spirit, as St. Ignatius would say, would be unity.
Mm-hmm.
And Ignatius would say, one of the, if you want to call it that, a fruit of the bad spirit would be disunity and conflict and concord and so forth. And so, one is really tempted to say there's really a bad spirit at work in our country when we see just how divisive all these things are on so many levels.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's a sad reflection of our society and leadership at the moment, actually. And it seems to, as you say, it's pervasive in so many different segments of society and of government and so on, which I think all these things come out in Jacques Poe's book. I haven't read the book yet. I must try and get this book before anything happens to it.
I actually managed to get a copy, and I've read parts of it already, and it really is quite a shocking read.
I've read, and
I'm also hoping that this book, and as I say, there's another book coming, I've heard, which is on a similar thing as well. I'm hoping that this is also, and you might want to ask. I don't want to tell you what to do, but. The Archbishop, it seems to me church leadership really needs to step up to the plate now.
Mm-hmm.
I really can't speak for other church leadership, but I do feel that our bishops have been too silent on this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just the other day, there was a breaking news story of someone who's a prominent Catholic in government who has spent $252 million rand on toilets that have not been completed in a rural area.
Mm.
We need to challenge these people in our own church as well. This is not acceptable behavior. If we believe in the teachings of our church and we want to plug the teachings of our church in so many areas, we need to also challenge people with the social justice teachings of the church when they err like this and they are prominent Catholics.
Right, exactly. And I think we have to do that because you're going to get a lot of people defending government or defending people like this. But we have to say, as Catholics, I mean, we've never before in the history of South Africa had as many Catholics in government as we have now. And
how
many of them are actually au fait with the teachings of the church?
Exactly. And not just au fait, but also, willing to put it into practice.
Exactly, yes.
And as soon as we say, and I heard someone, a prominent Catholic, say, don't bring my faith into this. Well, if that's the kind of people we have formed, we have failed.
Yes, exactly. Anyway, that's a hot subject at the moment, and let's continue to keep our ears to the ground to hear how things develop about that. Can we move on to another matter before we have to say goodbye? Estedimeni.
Another massive tragedy.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, Father Emil, I you almost feel tears in your eyes when you sit and listen to some of the testimony at this inquiry into what happened at Estedimeni, and you hear these people who don't know where their loved ones are, or were told their loved ones are well, and actually the person's been dead for 2 months, and they didn't know about this. How do we expect to be a healthy society when people in power treat the vulnerable in our society in such a way?
Yeah.
This, for me, is criminal. It's not even just a mistake or whatever, you know. And I don't even think an apology is good enough. This is criminal, you know. And you know, the fact that the person who was at the helm of all this stuff, number one, is not in the country. Number two, lied the first time around about where they were until journalists went to seek out where they actually were, get suspended by, you know, a university or whatever it is, a college in a foreign country because of her behavior in her own country, and is so laissez-faire about coming back to face the music for what is criminal.
Yeah.
You know, this to me is just, you know, it kind of almost sums up everything we've spoken about in the last couple of months when you talk about corruption, or you talk about, you know, these books or what the president does. If this is what we do to people who are vulnerable, I mean, you talk about the marginals for the vulnerable, and you act with such impunity. There doesn't even seem to be a conscience in this whole thing.
Mm.
I mean, it is sickening to sit and listen to the pain of those people, and to see just how those who are in charge have taken no responsibility and refuse to be accountable for this disaster.
Yes.
It actually makes one very angry.
I know. Anyway, but thank you for that that outpouring there, and I wish we had more time to continue with this, but I think let's just have to, you just raised the importance of this Estedimeni business, and it's very sad that what has happened, but let's see what's going to happen now.
Well, I hope some NGO or some you know, kind of institution like that, when the inquiry is finished, is willing to take this thing to a court of law.
Right, yeah. Okay, any final word about the Jesuit Institute?
Just to say, Father Emil, we have an Advent book for children, which is on sale for 60 Rand. It's the same book that we produced last year, except this year we've got not just the book, but an audio of the book that is read by children, and has got music in between as well. So there's a bit of music, and the book itself has been read by children with the reflection. So that's available from the Jesuit Institute for 60 Rand.
Okay, well, that's a very reasonable price. Very reasonable indeed. Okay, well, give us the number people should phone, or how should they get hold of it?
They can call the Jesuit Institute. They're on 011-482-4237.
Uh-huh.
Or they can simply just send us an email, which is admin@jesuitinstitute.org.za.
Mm-hmm.
Or they log on to the Jesuit Institute's website, and straight away on the front page, you will see the book there with the details of how to get hold of us. And the website is simply jesuitinstitute.org.za.
There we go. Okay. Well, thank you very, very much indeed. Anything more, Russell, before I say goodbye?
That's all for this Thursday.
Thank
we'll talk
you.
To you next week.
Very much. Thank you very, very much indeed, and have a super, super weekend. That was Father Russell Pollard.
Radio Veritas. Your Catholic connection.